This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. Time now for us to overview what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, a weekly thing here with experts from the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen, having been a talker for, what, 30, how much, 40? Richie, have you done the math yet? Richie McFadden is here at the controls.
No, he's not with us today.
Not here.
Oh, Richie, where the heck did he go?
He overslept.
He hasn't come yet. That's the thing.
Outrageous. All right, well, we got Joe Crummy, who is the author of All Kinds of Things That You Should Avoid at evilthoughts.com. If you go to Evil Thoughts, and there are podcasts that are available on iTunes, that's where most of the good ones are. So you can find Evil Thoughts from Joe every day at iTunes and TuneIn and you name it, he's there. But go to the website and you can kind of get a drift to how weird this guy is. Just look at
Oh, thank you.
Look at the titles of the things. Get the gist of his personality. I can kind of get that here. And so then there's Victoria Keelan, who is a part of the DJV gang, and she joins us for this hour to talk about the... And this, that's why I call it the review, because Michael Harrison is here with the official overview from Talkers Magazine, which puts together the charts. And in this circumstance, charts for the week of January the 8th to the 12th include the following stories for us to discuss. Not all of them necessarily, but bits and pieces of some of the important ones. At 10, the usual reference to sports talk radio, what's been going on, who beat whom. And the NFL playoffs are certainly in focus, plus Alabama beating Georgia, whatever came out of that or comes out of that. Number 9, Joe Arpaio running for the Senate. Number 8, Breitbart and Bannon. And number 7, the circumstance with jobs, the economy, etc. Number 6, the talks between the North and South Koreans. Number 5, will Oprah run for president? Can you imagine? My God. People are so foolish. Number 4,
sounds
the Golden Globes. Number 3, well, it's more not the Golden Globes themselves, but some of the things that went on at the Globes had nothing to do with the things being honored, the people and the shows, the television shows, movies, music, and that sort of thing. Number 3, the Mueller investigation of Mr. Trump. Number 2, immigration policy. And number 1, the book on the president's fitness. And I suppose as an offshoot of that, Joe, there will be a discussion of blank hole countries who have responded to.
How are we supposed to handle that on with all these affiliates and the terrestrial broadcast facilities?
Well, I think if you make reference to, what's the name of that TV show?
Schitt's Creek.
Shiite.
Yeah. Okay. Schitt's Creek.
Shiite,
so these could be Schitt's Creek countries.
Oh, man.
How's that?
Yeah, I think that's
too
a little
close.
Risky.
It's too much for me. I can't take it this hour of the morning.
All right. Well, at any rate, there are a lot of things here. People on the list, the Trumpster is number 1. Michael Wolff and Stephen Bannon tied for number 2. Mueller is 3. Oprah is 4. Bannon is 5. Arpaio is 6. Barack Obama is 7. Kim Jong-un is 8. Jeff Sessions, number 9. And Jeff Bezos is number 10. That's a good place to start because he became the wealthiest person in the world this week as a result of the stock value going up. Amazon had a fabulous fourth quarter. More people buying things online at Amazon, and that caused the price of the stock to go up. Thus, Bezos holding most of, or not most of it, but he has, I think he owns, what, 20%? How much stock does he control in Amazon? He was the founder of it.
That's a good question. So. Yeah, I think 20 or 30% sounds right, but I could be wrong on that. But
his value
doesn't
went up
matter with those numbers.
$6 billion, so that his net worth is well over $100 billion. So that's enough. Didn't we hear this week, Victoria, that was enough to pay off the debt of England?
Several times, I think.
Anyway.
Now, who is second on the list? Is it Putin?
What, of the of the wealthiest people?
Yeah. Well, because the reason right, and that's what people know puts him in the top five, but what we don't know, a lot of people have said, would put him maybe above Jeff Bezos. So,
well, if you understand the way the KGB has worked, since Gorbachev was out, the KGB has come, the KGB, the same as the SS during Nazi Germany, in no small way, created in Stalin's era and a holdover. Pretty much they were dismantled when Gorbachev was running Russia, but the people behind the scenes, like Putin and his pals, they planned, once Gorbachev was gone, to gain control not only of the government but of all the big businesses. So they literally killed most every large business, every big corporation in Russia, or what's the equivalent of their corporation, were killed by these KGB guys. All these pals, they just knock them off, and they take over these huge companies. And that's why the Russians are buying real estate like you wouldn't believe in Los Angeles, New York. All these old KGB guys that are Putin's age that have taken over. I mean, you think we have corruption in this country? You have no idea about corruption. None.
Well, that's why we choose to not live in Russia. You know, no. we hope to get away from that kind of stuff.
Well, the weather's horrible and it's a dirty place, too.
Will we ever see the end of Putin? I know he claims to be a quote-unquote president, but he's really a dictator. So there's no hope that anyone else is going to get rid of him, right? Unless it's some sort of a military coup,
I don't see
happening.
No, I don't see that happening either. No, he's there, I think, for as long as he wants to be there. Yeah. How old is he, anyway? Late 50s?
Good question.
60s? I'm not sure how old he is. He looks great bareback on a horse, though, doesn't he?
Well, he thinks he does.
All right, Joe, you're being very quiet. What's the story?
He's 65.
Is he? Okay. I have to believe that we have a transmission problem with Joe, so I think the best way to bridge...
Joe's not talking, then yes.
No, seriously, I'm back now. Could you guys hear me now? For some reason, they took me off the air. I think they...
spend a lot of time wasting talking about what happened to you. So what about Putin and the KGB and the guys that have taken over all of the businesses?
Well...
Big corporations in Russia.
I'm not an expert on Russia, but I looked at their GDP. I mean, it's kind of interesting. You know, you talk about Putin and all this money, and I'm sure he's worth every nickel. But the GDP of Russia, the economy, is really small. It's less than $2 trillion a year. So at this rate, Putin is probably Russia. I mean, depending on how much money you're really talking about.
It could be.
Right.
Yep.
That's the thing. $2 trillion is not a big economy. I mean, the United States is $20 trillion, and I'm not even sure they're $2 trillion, Russia. That's their GDP.
No, California's got bigger. I think the California economy is like $4 trillion, $3 or $4 trillion. Israel is in that same category.
Yeah, they've been talking about California being the sixth or the seventh largest economy on the planet for 35 years now. I mean, that number's been around for a long time.
Yep, and it's taxed that way as well. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the people from the charts at Talkers Magazine, the people that are the bulk of discussion focus when it comes to these stories. Jeffrey Bezos, people talking about him because he's become the wealthiest man in the world as a result of his increased value. Amazon stock, he runs Amazon, has gone up substantially because of the amount of sales and the profit of the fourth quarter. His net increase in value, $6 billion. Jeff Sessions at number 9. Kim Jong-un and his counterpart in the South at number 8. Barack Obama is 7. Joe Arpaio is 6. Stephen Bannon is 5. Oprah is 4. Robert Mueller is 3. Michael Wolff is 2. And Donald Trump is in the top spot on the Talk Radio Countdown Show list of people that are in the spotlight. 16 past the hour. You're listening to the Talk Radio Review with Joe Crummy, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, with a thought now about how to get a good night's rest. Those of you who have heard me talk about My Pillow and the last offer that we had in the last quarter of the year, focusing on nap time, that is good rest that comes about as a result of having good pillows. It has a good mattress in the focus, good linens, all the things you need. You never ever, ever want to skimp on things that will give you a good night's rest. And you don't have to even, I mean, talk about skimping. You get a great deal at MyPillow.com. By using the code DJV, you can get one pillow at the regular price, the premium pillow's regular price, get another one free. That offer is extended until the end of the month. It was part and parcel of what put them into overdrive this past season. He's got his plant, Mike Lindell, who runs, he came up with the idea, if you will, of how to get a better night's sleep, because he wasn't getting a good night's sleep and he didn't like any of the pillows around, so he invented his own. And that pillow has become the basic, the reason for my pillow coming into existence was his creativity. So follow the bouncing ball. The company has grown by leaps and bounds. They have 1,500 employees making thousands of pillows a week around the clock, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you know they're successful. You know people like the pillow if he's growing that fast. And if you'd like to take advantage of it, you've never had a MyPillow, you've seen the ads, you've heard people talking about it, now's the time to take action. Go online to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, that's promo code DJV, and get a better night's rest with a better pillow that's guaranteed. You got 60 days to send it back if you don't like it. You get one MyPillow at the regular price, another one free, and the 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, stop tossing around, buy with confidence at MyPillow.com with the promo code DJV. The Top Radio Countdown. Talk Radio Countdown Show with the charts for this week. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing the top 10 stories according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, listening to talk radio stations and program hosts all around the country. Number 10 is, as it normally is, some reflection on what's going on in sports talk radio, the playoffs, the Alabama game beating Georgia, what's going on with Brady and Belichick and Kraft, all that sort of thing. Great conversation. Number 9, should Joe Arpaio run for the Senate? Number 8, the Bannon reality. He's been dumped from Breitbart. Number 7, the situation with the economy and how great the Dow Jones Industrials are doing and the other indices as well this past week. Talks between the North and South Koreans come in at number 6. Whether Oprah runs for president or not, number 5. As a result of what's number 4, what happened during the Golden Globe Award broadcast. Trump and Russia at number 3, immigration policy at number 2, and Fire and Fury is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown list. Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours. Just for the asking, 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now, 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
23 and change past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Keelan is here. Joe Crummy is here. Victoria is on the DJV show with me. Has a lot of experience as a broadcaster on things like Sirius Satellite, which is an interesting euphemism. I'll get it. That's not a subject for the conversation at the moment, but how serious is Sirius? Joe Crummy's not serious at all. Well, actually, he's just evil. He's not serious.
Yeah,
he's evil.
No, sometimes we're too serious, I'm sure.
Yes, we are. Right. Well, there are serious things at hand here to discuss. Whether or not Joe Arpaio ought to run for the Senate in Arizona, apparently there are a lot of people who want that job on both sides of the aisle. And so, even though his name recognition is high, does he win? Or is he too old or too controversial? What do people who are running against him use against him to make sure he doesn't win? If you were running against him, Victoria, how would you run your campaign?
Against Joe Arpaio? Well,
yeah.
He broke the law. I would just go with that.
How many people in Congress have broken the law? There's nothing exclusive about
that.
But when you're a
law enforcement agent and then you break the law and then you continue to do it after a judge says stop doing it, you can also secondarily make a racist argument, but you don't even need to do that. You don't even need to go to profiling. You just go straight to the black and white issue. You broke the law.
All right, Joe, you're running against Joe Arpaio in the same party. How do you push him out of the way?
First of all, I like Joe. So this is hypothetical. I do. I like Joe Arpaio. And look, he was set up by Obama's fake news Justice Department.
Oh,
I
mean, that's please.
We just disagree on that. That's what I think. I worked in Arizona. No, excuse me. I worked in Phoenix. I worked at a number of stations in Phoenix. I watched the Obama administration's Justice Department, Eric Holder, target Arpaio. He was target number one. Seriously, I mean, he was the guy they wanted to take. And I'd say he's too old. He's 85. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you this. So I'm running against him. I go, Joe, you're too old. I saw you go on the Chris Cuomo show. He introduced you by insulting you. And instead of getting right back in his face, what you did is you started talking about olive oil. And I'm thinking, what, Joe, you lost a step. Okay, now come on. You need to go to Chris. Get out of my face. You introduced me. You're insulting me. Then you thanked me for coming on your show. What are you, nuts? That's what I would have said.
All right. So there you are, folks.
Well, how would you run against Doug?
So
yeah,
I guess Joe
on the spot, but yeah, we want to hear what your answer would be.
Joe Arpaio, I think his time has come and gone. I think it's hard now. He's not someone who works for compromise, and I know that a lot of people think, well, you shouldn't compromise, never give up. You have to compromise. Life is a compromise, whether it's in raising your children, whether it's your marriage. At work, you have to compromise because sometimes you do things you don't want to do, but you want a paycheck. So Joe is not one of these people who compromises, and I think that is a distraction for him, frankly. It's just not...
Which Joe? Our Joe here or
evil
the other Joe?
Joe?
This is bad. What's the difference? They're both evil and bad.
Joe Crummy has a shot with me. Joe Arpaio does not. Although I do think he's a clever fellow. I think that there are things, a lot of things that he did during the course of his career that I would have probably done myself. I think that he has a bead on what locals there. You know, if you don't live in states like New Mexico, Texas, Arkansas, or California, you don't really realize how big the problem is. The border problem is a problem. Whether you fix it with a fence or not remains to be seen. More patrols, you just give in. I've long been an advocate of just taking over Mexico. Mexico becomes the 51st state, and then all of this stuff
That's a big
goes
state.
Away. So,
you know what we used to say in Phoenix, that whenever they would say round up a bunch of illegal immigrants, what we would say is give them all a gun and send them home.
Give them a gun? What happens when you give them a gun?
So they'll just all kill themselves?
Kill each other?
No, so they can take over the country and fix it themselves.
Fix it themselves. All right, that's a good idea.
That's a self-motivation. Sort of directive, but okay.
Right. It's food for thought, and that's what we're here for. 28 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour on the Talk Radio Review for the first full week of January 2018. Here on the scribe side is Joe Crummy, who is the author of and host of a podcast called Evil Thoughts. Let your imagination run wild, folks. The more evil, the better. And that's also a website, evilthoughts.com. Victoria Keelan, an accomplished broadcaster and pal on the DJV show, is here with us as we go through the charts. And McFadden's not here because he stayed up late and watched what?
He was watching YouTube.
What?
He was watching a documentary on Jimi Hendrix and it tuckered him out.
God.
So he's so old.
Oh, God.
I've seen and I let him know,
before
too.
My very ears.
I know. I told him that. I said, you are so old, dude.
All right. Speaking of people who are aging before our very ears, the saga of Stephen K. Bannon. Joe, is it over? Is he done? Finished? We heard the last.
He'll go somewhere elsewhere. I mean, I haven't.
Where? Where? Who'd take him? Where would he go?
Oh, there's, I'm sure, a lot of conservative websites that would love to have a name like Stephen Bannon. I'm sure. I mean, he's a household word.
Are we talking about Newsmax?
Couldn't
somebody
he start
like
his
that?
Own thing, though? Didn't he start Breitbart? He could just start Bannon Bart.
Yeah, right. That sounds good. That's got a good ring to it. I mean, he'll pop up again. But, he really went after the president's family personally. I think that was sort of a third rail, and that was a bad thing. He walked it back. You know, the weird thing about it was the next night after those comments broke loose in Fire and Fury, the book that I'm sure we'll end up talking about this hour, I guess. He walked those comments back. He does a radio show on Sirius, too, as well.
And he got fired from that.
He got fired from that this week.
Oh. Oh, he did. I didn't even know that.
He's finished there.
Wow, I didn't know that. But he walked his comments back the first night. He said the president's a great man. I mean, you know, we played it on
too little, too late.
Exactly.
Well, maybe so. But I mean, he said it, and it was weird that he said it the night that everything broke, which I believe was a week ago Wednesday. But whatever.
That's one thing about Trump. If you say one thing about him, you are dead in the water.
Done.
That's it.
Finished.
Yeah, well, yeah. Calling your kid, you know, treasonous is a little bit much. I mean, you know,
I'm surprised he went after the family. Yeah, I'm surprised about
that. I think a lot of it's ego, right? Don't you guys think the same thing, that, you know, he got in there and he thought, you know, like, I'm the man.
I think he's a boob. Man. I always thought he was a boob. He will always be a boob. He is nothing but an egotistical, immature...
Yeah, well.
He's a smart guy to a point, but he's sort of a ham and egger in that he doesn't get what he gets the culture of his circle and his thoughts. That's it. He doesn't see broader. He doesn't see bigger. He doesn't see beyond where he is. And that's the trouble with people who are hardliners on either side. People who are really hard to the left that don't have any imagination, no creative thinking. Everything is black and white. Same thing can be said for the people who are on the right, who are like Bannon. It's preposterous, and it doesn't ever work. It does get you, there's a following that comes from it, but it's a very narrow following. And although in the era that we find of podcasts, Joe, you can speak to this, although we have podcasts of a lot of the things that I do on the radio as well as adjuncts to it, there's a limited audience, but yet if you have a limited audience, you can still be successful. To a point, when it comes to a national stage where you need to get the biggest volume of followers, supporters that you can, in order to become the president, if you will, or get elected to some high office, you can't be going around. And I think this is Trump's problem going forward, frankly. His base is smaller. I think he figured out, maybe it was with Bannon's help, that you could, with 40-some-odd percent of the electorate behind you, you could win. I don't think he's got 40% now. Maybe he might as things change across. Who knows what will happen in a couple of years. But for this year, I think they better change their message, because I think the midterm elections are going to be a real challenge. Frankly, maybe for both sides, because people still, after years and years and years of saying the same thing, how fed up people are with Congress and the way they just, once they get elected, they're untouchable, and they have all of these connections to graft and corruption. The best idea I've heard in the last 3 or 4 years is the one I think I came up with myself, that they ought to be like NASCAR and put on, when you see them on the floor of the Senate or the House, there ought to be a patch for everybody who gave them money. So we know who's in.
That's a pretty solid idea. No one would have the guts to do it. But.
I like that. And then also, I think we ought to have a number on them that shows us how long they've been in office as well.
That's a great idea.
That's actually, Joe, that seems to be something that all of us here agree on, that these people who've been in there forever and ever and ever, no one really wants it. There should just be more term limits. It's too much. It's too long. Who's that? The fossil that you call him, Mitch McConnell? How long has he been there?
He's been there, but there are others who've been there longer.
He's as old as rocks, and he's still there.
Dianne Feinstein is another example. You mentioned her a few minutes ago. There's a big movement in California here to get rid of her, because she's in her 80s and she's been around too long, and her ideas are old, and she doesn't work anymore. And it becomes embarrassing to a point. You're going to see a lot of these old lions gone. One way or another, John McCain's going to be gone. I think that you look at his face? A lot of the Utah senator, Orrin Hatch? Yeah.
He's been around forever. He's as old as dirt.
Yeah.
They're all just, it's just, there's no new blood.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
What are we
going to
say about you when you get old? Are we going to call you, there's Victoria Keelan, and she's old as dirt.
Yeah. That's fine. Hey, I hope I make it to the point where I'm old as dirt.
You'll be with me on the air here, sounding like.
You know, Ruben. Keith Richards. You want to go philosophical? Keith Richards once said that nobody wants to be old, but then again, nobody wants to die. So how do you square those two?
Well, we can work on it. There's a new world order coming, Joe. You'll have to. You can be
exactly
in on it with me.
There you go. We'll work.
All right, you mentioned Fire and Fury, the book. I think this is the biggest. This had a big poof this week. I think this thing is going to die as fast as it went up. It's going to go down just as fast. I don't know how it's selling. I didn't ask anybody. Wolf is number two on the people list this week. What is the sense? Probably you're closer to it, Joe, than either of the two of us. What is the sense?
I feel the same way. It's like putting a match to phosphorus. You know, it'd go boom, like just like that. And it, when the book comes out, it looks like, oh, my gosh, this is a game changer. This is it. I have not read the book. I've listened to people talk about the book. I've seen some of the excerpts from the book. I think you're right. I think this is one book, and this too shall pass. There shall be others, I'm sure.
Yeah, even the non-Trump supporters see Wolf for what he is. He's as the book came from nowhere and goes no place after a while, he's the same. I think he's a shot in the dark, somebody who saw an opportunity with Bannon, whether Bannon saw it or not. I didn't really get the relationship between the two of them and why he had so much access, why Bannon gave him so much access to the White House. Anybody understand that?
I was always under the impression that Bannon did it because I read about this book on Axios, which I don't know, Joe, if you read that newsletter, but I read about this maybe 6 months ago, last summer, it seems to have struck me, where they said there was a guy, he's there, he's writing a book, and everyone knew about it, and Bannon gave him all the access, Trump approved of it, but I think that the tone of the book was supposed to be that there is no chaos there, it's a well-oiled machine. I think they thought it was going to be a very different kind of book, so I think that they maybe just miscalculated.
I don't think it's a well-oiled machine. Even looking from somebody who wants to see the president do well because it's good for all of us, I don't see that it's a well-oiled machine. I think they're getting a handle on it, but it's like anything else that you start without a lot of knowledge. There's good and bad in that without bringing a lot of bias to the office itself. And that's one of the reasons that Trump got elected is because people are sick of the machines that run these politicians.
I mean, right. Didn't we just end up saying that we're sick of and tired of the same old people?
Yeah,
put somebody else in there. Now
so that's a great argument for Trump.
Right.
That's a great argument.
Well,
43
that's one reason I like him.
Past the hour on the Talk Radio Review, there's a product called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It comes to you with CoQ10. Now, let me tell you about the ingredients here. Krill oil is very good for your joints. Those of you who have aches and pains, or maybe you do a lot of running, or you do a lot of exercising, you do a lot of time in the gym, and your knees bother you, your hips bother you, your back bothers you, your shoulders bother you. It's because the liquids that are in those little sacs, the bursa, around, I don't want to sound like Dr. Doug, but I do kind of know how this works because I've had the problem myself. That's why I love this product, because it works to protect your joints. That's what krill oil does. Now, what about the fish oil? Fish oil is very powerful, promoting cardiovascular health. The way that you know that is if your brain is functioning better. It's good for your heart, circulatory system all the way around, your muscles, everything that needs blood will be underscored by having krill omega 50, because the krill is for the joints, the omega 50 is for the heart and circulatory system, all together in one small pill. Krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10, you will feel the difference, you'll know the difference, and you don't even have to buy the first bottle. The folks at Purity are so sure you will love Krill Omega 50 Plus and what it does for you, they'll send you a free bottle when you call them at 800-355-1493. How about that for a deal? 800-355-1493. It isn't fish oil. It isn't krill oil. It's both of them together. And now it's free. From Purity Products, 800-355-1493. Get yourself started. Pay a little bit of shipping, and you have the bottle. And then I think you're going to, and they'll, that's why they send you the free one, because they know you'll feel the difference, and you'll want to order it. And you can at 800-355-1493. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the people from the charts at Talkers Magazine, the people that are the bulk of discussion focus when it comes to these stories. Jeffrey Bezos, people talking about him because he's become the wealthiest man in the world as a result of his increased value. Amazon stock, he runs Amazon, has gone up substantially because of the amount of sales and the profit of the fourth quarter. His net increase in value, $6 billion. Jeff Sessions at number 9. Kim Jong-un and his counterpart in the South at number 8. Barack Obama is 7. Joe Arpaio is 6. Stephen Bannon is 5. Oprah is 4. Robert Mueller is 3. Michael Wolff is 2. And Donald Trump is in the top spot on the Talk Radio Countdown Show list of people that are in the spotlight.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm David Gregg, BehindTheBuy.com senior editor, with my annual report of highlights from CES 2018. Immersive, high-def displays and noise-canceling headphones on the moon from Royal provides an unparalleled personal entertainment experience. It delivers wireless access to movies and content from your connected devices, and a partnership with Sony Pictures Home Entertainment gets you three free movies with a moon purchase. Samsung's Notebook 9 Pen weighs just 2.2 pounds and features a 360-degree hinge design, easily convert from laptop to tablet. The built-in S Pen is battery-free and recognizes pressure levels for a more natural writing and drawing experience. Netgear's Nighthawk Pro Gaming Wi-Fi Router will make online gamers rejoice regardless of skill because it achieves low-lag gameplay. Nighthawk's secure software will keep you connected for the ultimate in intense online gaming and the power to win. iHome's clock radio with Smart Button lets you wirelessly set your alarm, add color to your streaming music, and charge your tech tools. It can also control your home's connected devices from many popular brands and stream music services with the touch of a button. Comcast will be giving home automation capabilities across its entire Xfinity services in 2018 to more than 15 million customers at no additional cost, giving every Comcast customer's home a very high IQ. Comcast Smart product compatibility already includes partnerships with hundreds of the world's leading manufacturers. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno live on the scene of a recently flooded basement. Here to describe the event, a tube sock.
So I'm curled up in a cozy pile of whites when the washing machine suddenly starts shimmying and shaking.
Next thing I know, we're standing in 4 inches of water.
Did you help clean up?
Sure, but I'm just one sock.
A tube sock can't help you with a flooded basement, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Talk Radio Countdown Show with the charts for this week. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing the top 10 stories according to the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, listening to talk radio stations and program hosts all around the country. Number 10 is, as it normally is, some reflection on what's going on in sports talk radio, the playoffs, the Alabama game beating Georgia, what's going on with Brady and Belichick and Kraft, all that sort of thing. Great conversation. Number 9, should Joe Arpaio run for the Senate? Number 8, the Bannon reality. He's been dumped from Breitbart. Number 7, the situation with the economy and how great the Dow Jones Industrials are doing and the other indices as well this past week. Talks between the North and South Koreans come in at number 6. Whether Oprah runs for president or not, number 5. As a result of what's number 4, what happened during the Golden Globe Award broadcast. Trump and Russia at number 3, immigration policy at number 2, and Fire and Fury is number 1 this week on the Talk Radio Countdown list. 46 past the hour here on the Talk Radio Review. All right, in the moments we have remaining in this portion of the program, let's talk about Oprah number 5 and the Golden Globes number 4 together, the Me Too movement, the women dressed in black, all this nonsense about Oprah Winfrey running for president. This shows you how clueless these people are, really, really clueless. And that's really about all I have. I sort of laugh at Oprah is going to be president. There's about as much chance of that as me being president. As a matter of fact, there's probably more. I would more likely.
I don't know.
Be
people
president.
Said that about Trump, Oprah. Though.
Yeah, well,
I would vote for you, Doug. I would.
Thank you,
I
Joe. For you. That'd be very nice of you. Would you vote for
I
Oprah?
Like it. No, I like, though, that there was a guy, Harvey Weinstein, got attacked in a restaurant in Scottsdale a couple of nights ago.
That was awesome.
Some guy that was, he was drunk and he was dropping F-bombs all over the place. I think he was actually, it's not just the alcohol, I think he was hopped up on President Winfrey, and so he went after Harvey Weinstein and some...
Well, it happened before that, but yeah, it was still a good moment.
But then you saw the pictures that have been floating around the last couple of days, actually since Tuesday, of Oprah and Weinstein together. She kisses him on the cheek.
Yeah.
She's holding him, holding his arm, embracing
him. Yeah, that's problematic, you know. Yeah.
But then every single person in Hollywood has the same picture with Weinstein.
Yeah.
Right. That's right.
Well, that's, but yeah, but that's the thing. They all knew, and I thought it was interesting.
Well, no, they didn't know what he was doing. No. They didn't know what he was doing.
Harvey Weinstein, they knew what he was doing.
Some people knew rumors, but a lot of people knew.
Seth MacFarlane was making jokes about it in 2013 at the awards.
Right, because a girlfriend of his had the experience with Weinstein. That's how he
knew. Everybody knew it, and I think that Stephen Colbert a couple of nights ago had James Franco on, and I think he said this. He said that, up until now, nobody believed anybody. I don't think that's true. I think people knew it. They just didn't do anything about it. Now it's trendy to do something about it, and probably rightly so.
Well,
pretending like nobody knew, I think, is fake.
It's the right thing is happening for the right reason, maybe not at the right time. Maybe it should have happened a long time ago, but it's happening. And a lot of things, most of the people who are getting accused are guilty. Some of them are not, and that's the danger of doing all of this. But the nonsense in the news media surrounding Oprah running for the president is way over the top. 10 before the hour. Joe Crummy, thank you. Victoria, thank you for being here.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, it can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour. It's time now for us to overview or examine, if you will, the top five stories from the world of technology. Lots of focus at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, including Neil Patrick Harris trying out a Lyft driverless car. Don't know how far down the strip he got with that. But meanwhile, Victoria Keelan is here with the job of going from number 5 to number 1. Kara did a good job, by the way, in your place last
week. Excellent. Victoria. Thank you, Kara.
Big voiced announcer. So I'll be the big voiced announcer again. Or Kara, you could be the you want to be the big voiced announcer again?
I'll let you take it over.
Number 5.
Well, a CES story that was kind of interesting that came out this week. The smallest new wearable tech possibly ever seen is also one of the smartest when it comes to protecting your skin. L'Oreal, which is a company we all know as a big beauty brand, we definitely don't think of it as tech. However, they are moving into the tech sector with a new technology called UV Sense. And it's a tiny tracker that fits on your fingernail. It's a little dot, but it packs a a whole lot of tech, and it gives you UV, pollen, humidity, temperature, and air quality levels that connects to your smartphone. So you have an app that pairs with this little device that you leave on your fingernails, and so while you're out in the sun by the pool or the beach or whatever, it will give you alerts and reminders of when to apply more sunscreen, or if you've had too much sun, it will also tell you when to get out of the sun altogether. And one of the coolest things about this, they're hoping to give it to limited release this summer. We might see it hit some store shelves if they can get production going, and it will only cost around $40. So this is like a Fitbit or something like that. You know, very affordable wearable tech is, I think, still the way that we're going to be seeing a lot of companies moving, and especially with beauty brands. More and more beauty, I think, are going to be following L'Oreal for sure.
All right, number four. Here's a high-tech story you wouldn't expect to hear.
Pizza Hut is another brand you don't think of when you think of high-tech, but once again, they are also moving in a high-tech way. The pizza chain has announced that they're teaming up with Toyota on a driverless delivery truck, and they're going to begin testing by 2020. And it is they revealed the autonomous concept vehicle. It's called ePallet, and they, of course, unveiled it at the CES show in Vegas on Monday of this week. And they said that they'll be teaming up with Amazon and Uber as well for potential uses of ePallet. Toyota said they're going to start testing on the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, as well as other U.S. regions. It's a self-driving vehicle that has an open design layout, and so what happens is you place your order. The truck actually comes in three different sizes, giving it a lot of various uses. Uber has said they want to start delivering food, too, so this is probably where this will play into it. And so all that happens is it shows up at your front door, you walk out, you punch in your code, and it hands you the food that you've ordered. Domino's also made a similar announcement last August with Ford, so we'll see who makes it to the market faster. But Domino's has been doing really well. Their stock is up, so maybe teaming with Ford, they might make it to the market first.
Remind me to tell you the story of how Uber cheated me this week at another time. Meanwhile, we keep cooking here. A lot of the news coming out of the Consumer Electronics Show. Here's Kodak with an announcement.
Kodak has not been talked about since the 70s, pretty much. But now they are back, and they have their own cryptocurrency. Cryptocurrency, as a reminder, is what Bitcoin is. We're all familiar with Bitcoin. Now they have Kodak Coin. And upon the announcement, the stock jumped 60%. And so these Kodak coins will work as tokens inside the new Kodak One, which is their new management platform for photographers' rights. So far, it will only be available for photographers in order as a way to keep a digital ledger of their to register and license their images. And so that way, photographers won't get gypped when people use their images on websites and things like that. It will be a way of keeping track of that. So it's good for photographers.
All right, number two on our list of the top five from tech this week.
States are taking on their own battle to protect net neutrality protections. Of course, they're going to go right up against the FCC, and I think at the end of the day, we will see this ending up in the Supreme Court. So far, Illinois, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Iowa, Connecticut, Washington, California, New York, and Massachusetts have all filed actions in court to protect net neutrality.
Number one on the tech story list this week.
And, of course, the big story this week is Spectre and the meltdown. And Spectre, of course, are those chips that we've been hearing about from Microsoft, and they are in everything. Everything except the Apple Watch. But these chips have not been hacked yet, but they have a flaw. There's really nothing you can do except keep up to date with all of your security updates that are offered on your phone and make sure you don't fall for phishing scams. Don't give away any of your personal info.
The site of the week is Internet Archive. Check it out. It's 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.